What a fantastic days, guys. It is sunny skies in South Florida. David's got his Mickey Mouse ears.
Don't insult me. Don't insult me with Mickey Mouse. This show is not a Disney fan.
I just woke you up, David. I just woke you up. No pun intended. You know, it's always happy. David and I are always smiling. You know, we find a lot of this so anecdotal and trivial that, you know, we've been doing it, as I said, for well over a year. And I got to tell you that every day I am less and less surprised. And, you know, I don't apologize very often. And because, you know, there's really no need to, because if I probably don't mean the apology to begin with, because if I said it, I did it, I meant it. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, have been saying a lot of stuff about a lot of other people that's really unfounded, unmerited, and purely slanderous. And, you know, the right has always been famous saying, God bless him, bless his soul. And if you know what that means, it means you're a moron. Shut up. But we don't actually call you a moron, right? But David, I think Joy just jumped off the ledge and it got served a bunch of papers.
Well,
and I think it's about time.
Well, look, here's the thing. For those of you who are not familiar, Elton John had a great song back then, which was Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word. Beautiful song, but it's true. The feeling and the sentiment is that people have a hard time apologizing. Okay, that's human nature. But at some point, you got to ask yourself, common decency, attitude, man, you gotta know when to apologize and be wrong, and you're wrong. Now, MSNBC's Joy Reid is the person I'm going to pick on right now. And the reason I'm picking on her is I'm sick and tired of her slanderous attitude, her remarks, her racist statements, and what have you, which, of course, MSNBC, I should say, loves. And I'm tired of excusing it. But what did Joy Reid do recently? So if you notice what's going on in Florida, you know, Governor DeSantis is just he's been trying to really fight this whole CRT in schools, and he's trying to fight this entire, you know, re-education that is trying to be forced with textbooks and whatever. And if you've ever been to these political rallies or press conferences or whatever, there are always people standing with the speaker with signs and remarks or whatever. And it happened to be that there were children who happened to be African-American children holding signs with CRT and a slash right through it. Okay, great photo op. Got it. Joy Reid decided, because she is a fucking genius, that what he did was tantamount to child abuse. You heard me, ladies and gentlemen. Child abuse. And that was okay, because Joy Reid, MSNBC, and the left can play judge, jury, and executioner, say whatever they want and insult people, offend people, hurt people. Children who are really abused should be standing there going, what the fuck? What the hell is that? How dare you? That's Joy Reid. Well, former NFL player and philanthropist Jack Brewer, who happens to be African-American, demanded an apology. Demanded it. In fact, he says if she doesn't, he's going to sue her. Now, this isn't the first time Joy Reid has made these types of remarks. And yes, Stuart, you and I have talked about the shock jock mentality. You know, everybody suddenly wants to be that, you know, Howard Stern-like type of individual. But MSNBC has permitted this type of remark, and it's unapologetic. There's not a single amount of contriteness. There's not a single word of remorse. It's insult from the left to the right is totally validated. And Stuart, I am sick and tired, and everybody should be sick and tired and should cut MSNBC off their cable.
You know, David, there is so much hypocrisy. And, you know, and I talk to a lot of very left-minded people, or they think they're left-minded, until you probe and they say, well, I don't agree with this. I don't agree with that. I don't agree. And there's normally a left-wing person has one issue that they got issue with that the right says, which validates all of the other left no-nos, because they're so passionate about that one left-sided notion. Like, they hate Donald Trump, so they're going to vote for Biden. Well, they don't like the border. They don't like the inflation. They don't like the CRT. They don't like, but they're still a devout Democrat because they're told, it's not the biggest thing in the party. You know, their biggest thing is they're anti-Trump. You know, and it's okay. And they can say whatever they want about you. They can call you the band of miserables. They can call you, you know, if you agree with Trump, you're a terrorist. You're an anti-American. Like, everything that they say must be American, and everything that I say must be anti-American. David, Joy Reid is a communist. She is an inflammist. I'm making a new word up, inflammist. I think it's a new word in the Webster Dictionary. And I'm going to take all the credit for it because she wants to incite divisiveness. She's a Black African-American who, by the way, is being railed after by another Black African-American. And you know what? I think it's going to take more Black African-Americans to rail up against the moronic people that may be Black, white, orange, or indifferent about the stupidity. You know what? Child abuse, Joy Reid is insane. Bahar, yeah. She's insane. MSNBC is insane. And you know what? Talk about what these ladies talk about. I mean, I got to tell you, you get better conversation with a bunch of hookers than you do with these social wannabe elites.
You know what? I got to tell you, it's and Stuart, it's like I know where you're going. And sometimes I love when you go off on these types of these comments. But the sick part is that this is applauded by the powers that be at MSNBC. You know, the fact is that Joy Reid's remark went completely unchallenged. You know, Whoopi Goldberg made a comment on The View about the Holocaust and whatever. She got a 2-week vacation, you know, and there was nothing. This is exactly what it is. Say what you want. It's okay. Joy Reid, and I cannot believe she said that. She tweeted this. She wrote, "This misuse of Black boys is tantamount to child abuse. I would really like to hear the backstory on who these kids were and how they wound up at a DeSantis event. Given how anti-Black DeSantis is, using Black children this way is extra sick."
Well, hang on a second. I don't know why DeSantis is anti-Black. Hang on. Why is DeSantis anti-Black?
This is my point.
Right. I mean, but you know what? DeSantis isn't. See, a Republican doesn't want to waste their breath on a moron,
you know, but
because there's no point trying to debate
but Stuart, a moron. You can't. It's not about debating a moron. The problem is, and again, we go back to what we talked about in a previous rant. When the Black Lives Matter, one of the leaders called the mayor of New York basically a white person, you know, but what? No, a white person, you know, and whatever. I mean, this is inflammatory. As you use the word inflammist, this is inflammatory. It's offensive.
Inflammatory. Someone that inflames things is an inflammist. That's my new word. Just so we get it right.
But you know, here's the thing. Okay, and it's the funniest thing is look at what has happened. You know, Elon Musk, and this is the timing is funny because Elon Musk buys Twitter and everybody's freaking out that he's going to change.
Well, he hasn't bought Twitter.
Hold on. Wait. Stuart, just a moment here. Stop getting technical on me. Shut up. Listen, the thing is that the comment was that Elon Musk wants to make it more neutral, bring free speech to neutral. And they said, no, don't change the platform as it is, which is an acknowledgement that there was no neutrality. And this is the point. The folks there, they just don't want any dissenting opinion. You listen to me. You do what I say. I am 100% right. What and how I say it. You on the right, however, if you want to call out an African American, you cannot. If you on the right want to call out something, you cannot. You are not permitted. You are held on a higher standard. You are held on a higher regard. And as a result, you will be punished, flogged, beaten, you name it. And this is the problem, is that no one is telling the left to shut up. Okay? The rules need to be the same.
Well, hang on a second. The right is basically getting Coca-Cola to shut up. the right is getting Twitter parties.
No, Coca-Cola's making their own decisions. Nike is making their own decisions. This isn't the left making them. They made a choice. And the fact is that it's like the old, there's an old remark, you know, even Republicans buy sneakers. You know, I will vote with my wallet and I will decide what I'm going to purchase. And you know something? I know people who drink Coke who have said, you know what? Screw you. I'm buying Pepsi now. Because this is the way it is. If you are going, you cannot, you know, if you want to make a decision and you want to be pro-liberal and pro-Disney, go for it. You know, that's your choice. But to insult people, offend people, I mean, to say it's tantamount to child abuse is offensive on dozens of levels. And Joy Reid should have been suspended or fired. You want to piss off DeSantis? You like attacking DeSantis? Okay. Calling it child abuse is morally wrong.
Well, you know, but DeSantis didn't even engage in a response because who the hell's Joy Reid? She's some putz on TV.
No.
The minute she loses her TV slot, she's going to end up in like the Inquirer.
No, sir. The problem is she is well-loved. She is the shock jock. She creates the stir, and they love her. And don't give me, because, you know, if she gets fired tomorrow, there'll be a lawsuit on MSNBC. Look, for those of you who don't follow ESPN, there's a great, you know, she's a commentator. I can't remember her name. Her last name is Steele. She's a great, you know, broadcaster. She was suspended because she didn't agree with the left-leaning law and the policies. And they have, and ESPN, no problem offending her. Okay? And now she's suing them. I mean, listen, this is what's happened in society, is that the left believe that they have the moral high ground, that they are the protectors and the keepers of society.
Agree with me or burn at the flame.
Or you're my enemy. And Lisa Albert, I know you're saying Joy Reid is a waste of oxygen. The problem is she's a symbol of what is going on in media today. It isn't, listen, I'm not a lover of Hannity and Tucker Carlson. I've said it many times. I find them, they're almost the opposite of what I'm seeing on the left. We don't need to be offensive. We don't need to insult. Okay, it doesn't help. But when you talk to me and you say to me that Donald Trump is a toilet mouth, but you do the exact same thing. Come on.
Yeah, but David, if someone says Donald Trump's a toilet mouth, I go, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the guy works in the construction industry, and most people that I meet in the construction industry, I'm sorry, they're pretty barbaric.
But it's not becoming of a president. You know what?
You know what? And I'll agree. But David, I'll agree with it. But hang on a second. But a guy that looks like this, well, let me read my cue card for a second.
Whoa, what cue card?
That's very president. It's very presidential.
Stuart, I'm not interested in fighting. This is not the conversation of whether Biden is better than Trump or whatever. They're both idiots. But the problem I'm saying is that, you know, even Joe Biden, who stood up and insulted by saying that Georgia wanting to pass the voting laws was like, you know, was also, he used racist remarks that would be not tolerated. Look, we've talked about the squad and how those damn politicians, because I'm like, I was about to say something worse, but those congresswomen who are about to be reelected, by the way, and they're talking about that the numbers are fantastic for them. That's what's scary.
Listen, but I want to give a quick shout out.
Hold on a second. Hold on. They purport racism, and it's okay. Go ahead.
Listen, I want to give a quick shout out to Derek McDonald, who just gave us a thumbs up, who loves Canadian freedom. Listen, at the end of the day, we're coming up to the quarter hour, and I'm going to punch the screen because our time's running up. David, I think the bottom line is the apology isn't going to come. The lawsuit will be filed. And you know what? They're locked. They'll end up in the ninth court, and it'll be thrown out because one is going to go after it.
Stuart, you know what? The thing is, I'll say it again. If the courts aren't going to do something, the way to do it is cut the cord, cut the messaging. But social media, you know, they want Twitter for themselves. They want Facebook for themselves. They want Instagram for themselves. Absolutely not. Yeah, I know, but Stuart, let me finish my thought. Overwhelm social media that you don't want this type of remarks and attitude.
All right, guys, we got to wrap it up. We got to wrap it up, but I just want to leave out there for all of you that now believe that Twitter isn't going to be sold to Elon Musk and that Elon Musk is playing a big game because the number ends with 420, which is weed day, as I've been told. I want you to PM me because I'm taking Starbucks drink wagers on this because you know what? The left has gone smoking weed because now they're saying because Elon Musk used 5420, it's all about a scam. That he isn't going to really buy it.
By the way, 5420, it's funny because 5420 is all over the floor of the basketball court in Denver Nuggets as being the Mile High City. So give me a break. Anyways, Stuart, let's say goodbye to our friends. Have yourselves a great weekend. We'll catch you again on Monday. Share this with your friends, folks. We want more people listening in so we can affect change.
And guys, and if you want to comment on the Mickey Mouse ears, please do me a favor. I promise you, David isn't woke like Mickey. He's a guy. Anyways, talk to you later.